and the animals are running around licking the dirt. That's what it came from. And so what does Rex do? He goes up there and starts licking the dirt, and he can do milk. So he's you know, everything's cattle connected. Did you notice that? So if it's better for the cows, let's see what happens to the humans. And so they did studies on this, and it was a totally absorbable mineral, and it was completely balanced with all the enzymes, all the trace elements and stuff that are needed to make this work. So what does Rex do? He buys it. Isn't that what he does with everything? He buys the source. And that's where our nature men comes from. If you want a real good test, and you know, you get cramps at night in the back of your legs, that's, boy, did you see all the people that went like this? Okay, I want you to, this is going to be good, and I want you to, you may want to videotape this. Go to their house at night while they're in bed. And when the cramps start, they chew. Just take two of those and chew them up. Now, they don't taste much better than the gel. Okay, I promise. It's real chalky. The cramps will go away while you're chewing them. This is not... See all these little tests that we do? That's the way I find out if anything's good. There's nothing. And everybody says, well, how does the calcium get from here to there while you're chewing it? It doesn't. It doesn't. Biologically alive. Well, we're really cramming you full of a lot of information. If it's not biologically alive, what I mean is if it's not natural, the way nature made it, and if your body does not recognize it, it's not going to absorb it. People are just starting to understand this aspect now. Biologically alive is probably the most important thing. Get it the way nature delivered it and leave it that way. So what happens is the receptors in your mouth, you have these things. This is the beginning of digestion here. If your mouth's lousy, the whole digestion's lousy. Why did we come out with the tooth gel? That's the reason, okay? What it does is the receptors pick it up in your mouth, it transfers it from the bone to the muscle that quick, and the cramp goes away. Or you'll get out and step, or as soon as you step down, and go, oh yeah. You know, because you have to get up at night and you start doing the leg stretches, the toes up, the toes down, which way is it not going to cramp? Huh? I'm amazed all of you have this. This is really good. This is a good group. You eat all those fried foods, right? Huh? We got a number of things that'll mess it up with the oils and stuff you cook with. So that transporting in there. While I went by the tooth gel, 98% of all the teeth, you're going to get all the videos. 90% of all the teeth ever lost are lost with the gums. Okay? And that's what the tooth gel came out for, was the fact that it... You saw the... You guys have the Oklahoma Dental School studies here? There's too many studies. Some of you. Some of the people are nodding yes, so they're out and around. There's just too many... If we tried to document, in fact, Rex and I talked about putting it on the internet, and he kept going, sure. You know, because we'd load the whole internet up with just the research of the things I've just talked to you about. But the tooth gel, basically what it does is it just makes the tissue better. So the tissue doesn't recede. This is the only place in the body where bone recedes. So if the tissue doesn't recede, the bone doesn't recede, and your teeth stay in. Okay? Now you're going to get the dentist that says, well, it doesn't have any fluoride in it. And you're seeing a lot of... fluoride toothpaste now with aloe vera in it. We sell them that aloe vera, by the way. That's the junk stuff that we don't use here. Rex owns three other companies that nobody ever knows about. In fact, they don't know he owns them because that... And they're even competing. They're competing in certain aspects. But they can't compete with you in the market because they don't have the whole product in the natural form that we use it. It's used in a different form. But you're seeing fluoride toothpaste come out with aloe vera now. Well, that's just one of those big hoaxers. Because aloe vera is in everything, isn't it now? You notice that? Yeah. It even comes in your drinks now. You know, at the bar, they have a new spray thing that they're doing. They're spraying aloe vera in there, which is also a joke, okay? You don't have that here yet? Jeez, you guys are... Do you have any competition here? No wonder you've done so well. Because if a guy can have a scotch and aloe vera... You're going to sell a lot more aloe vera. So, where was I at? Boy, this is a good group. I mean, no wonder you guys have done so well. So on the tooth gel basis of it, if they want the fluoride, and the reason it's a joke is one of the enzymes that's very important to aloe vera and the healing is totally suppressed. Now, not destroyed. That's another interesting factor. Fluoride's a poison. Fluoride should kill things, but it doesn't kill it in aloe vera. It suppresses it 100%. Another enzyme, it suppresses 70%. So guess what? You don't get the gum rebuilding that aloe vera does by suppressing the enzymes in aloe vera. So if they want you to use fluoride, and I think fluoride's good in one purpose, because you look at the fluoride, you do it, and you brush your teeth. Because the interesting thing is a toothbrush is not made for your teeth. Toothbrush is made for your gums. So it doesn't do all the stuff you do with that brushings, you know, for your gums, not your teeth, even though you're trying to make them whiter with this abrasive stuff. You know, salt and baking soda works just as good. So, you know, get in and polish your own teeth with it. But what they'll do is you take the fluoride and use it 30 minutes later. And they have these little cups they'll sell you. And they're fairly expensive. All right, how much are they over here? Too much. It's a car payment. It's everything's based on a car payment. So you look what kind of car he's driving. You know what kind of how much your fluoride is going to cost, okay? And that's everything's driven economically. So that's why the tooth gels are, and the tooth gel's important. The Nature Men is important to have in. That's why it's in the Lifestyle Nutritional Program. You must have minerals. Minerals are the catalyst for vitamins. It's the catalyst. It's what makes things work. If you don't have minerals, nothing works. That's why they're having such a failure in the nutritional industry. Nutrition hasn't failed. The sources have failed. That's all. There's no failure out there in the nutritional industry. You're hearing, this doesn't work and this doesn't work. Vitamin C doesn't work one day. Vitamin E doesn't work the other day. That's their source if you look at it. They're even doing injections now of aloe vera. There's intravenous, and you're starting to read some of the new studies. And they're quite, it's interesting how many studies are being done and the results that are coming from those studies. So keep track of those studies. There's some of them being done in England. You're one of the first ones out there where they're actually injecting in. We have a distributor. Her husband's been dead, seven or eight times now? Mario's still running around. Our VA is doing research on him because they said the man cannot be alive. She has actually added this stuff, taken it and poured it in the drip. So she was doing injections years ago. And I don't suggest you do that. Okay? I said, Jerry, you know, how much life insurance does he have? And she says, a lot. And I said, well, keep pouring that. So that, if you knew Mario the way we know Mario. But he's still alive and he's doing well, and they're doing research on him because of the fact they can't believe he has as many strokes as he had, as many heart attacks as he had. He's never had a bypass, and he's still alive. They're just amazed. And you know, bypass surgery? When we take our break, tell me when I'm through. I do the last half of this talk in the last 5 minutes. Oh, okay, you got to have your coffee. I like this. Stomach cancer. Yeah. The interesting thing about this business and our distributors is they say, what can I take? And the next item, when we come back, I have an item here that you can probably keep your lifestyle the way you want it and take the product. And you only die in half the twice the time you normally would, okay? So what we have a tendency to do is we want to keep our lifestyle the way it is and not clean it up. And it takes a while to get the vision. Did you notice that? Even among yourselves? Yeah, just think about the water that you drank before you got here today. And you go, ooh, I got to catch up before I go to bed tonight. And then you're up all night. And that you get punished. It's a punishment. God worked this out. He did. He worked this out. Minerals we did. We did the garlic, the tooth gel. Oh, let me do that's a quick 5 minutes. The deodorant in the armpit. This is a good before coffee deodorant, okay? The shield that we have, I fought for this thing for years. I literally sent Forever Living products, every product that was available in every health food store, natural distribution, Amway, all those places, you know, that were anything that said they were natural, I sent them to Forever Living and had them tested. Nothing out there Rex would allow on the human body. Most of it was poison. Now, the reason I was interested in this was when I was doing dissection in school. You know, we get our cadavers, and we get to cut these, you know, cadavers up until they turn into nothing. Cell at a time. When we got to the armpit, it was kind of a fun time because we'd have these big nodules in the armpits that were very easy to dissect. Even if you were bad at it, you could get those out. And the next class you went to after anatomy was histology. Dr. Lodocci that worked with Pasteur, you know, you're going to be chiropractors. He's from Hungary. And we would take these things and cut them and put them on the ceiling. And they project these beautiful crystals. So we'd sit there doing crystals, you know. This is an easy class. I like this. And we don't have to identify anything because nobody knows what it is. It was the deodorant they're putting in their arms. And then we noticed in there, because I really got interested in this, because we took our tests on different cadavers. You know, you have all these bodies, and then they tie things off, and everybody was different, and that's what the test. We had Dr. Tran, who was one of the top anatomists in the world. He started dissecting it at 16 years old, dragging bodies in Vietnam. And this guy has done over 400 bodies himself, personally dissected. He's an excellent dissection man. And his point was that nobody's the same, and that's why we tested on different cadavers. Well, I noticed the women had these real nice crystals, and the guys didn't have as nice a crystals. They weren't as big. And what it was is you women shave your armpit and inject the deodorant in there, you know, that you're using. And women get cancer in the upper outer quadrant. Now, isn't that... And what else do? They cut your armpit out when they do that. Are you still doing mastectomies here? It's banned. It's banned. Don't let them do it. Have them call America. Anybody in America. It's been on CNN, okay? Lumpectomies is what they're doing now, and they go very small. They're isolating it down very much. Now men are getting breast cancer. Oh, now we're going to do something about it, right? You know what, if ladies, if you ever, I forgot the comment. You know, you get the bone replaces itself every 7 years. That means you get a new man every 7 years. Good thought, huh? Did you ever wonder about all the incidents? The next time you go in for a breast exam, just think who made that machine. Huh? You know, I've always said, I've told the doctors, I have a lot of patients that develop things. I said, before you come up with another machine, use it on your testicles and see what you think. Would the machines change? They sure would. So, this is a man's world. We won't get into this, okay? So, if men are starting to get up in this upper outer quadrant, what do you think it is? Something's got to be a toxin that's very specific, very local. So, we came up with the shield. Now, does the shield work for everybody? Interesting enough, April and I have a reverse. I can use a shield and it works for me all day, 12, 15 hours that I run and stuff. With her, it didn't. It only worked for 3 or 4 hours or 6 hours or something like that. She's toxic is what she said. That blonde, you know. Oh, I won't go into that. I promised I would not pick on her, okay? So have you seen those videos? She hasn't seen the videos yet. It's off the cuff, and they should not produce that stuff because then I've got to live with it the rest of my life. So what we were after there when we made this product, so she has to use it 3 times a day. Is that better than breast cancer? Is that all? I think it's real good. This is a dynamite product. If you have anybody you care about, and socially we're going to do this, okay? It's something that's, you know, we've got there. You need to get them over on that shield. And that shield is it the same price as anything else? Yeah, it's basically, that's the one product we were able to, what we did is we took some products from our other areas that we found and combined them to come up with that. So now you got to go get your stomach cancer, then come back and we'll give you another product that you'll be surprised about. Okay, if I was marooned and had no other product with me, which one would I take? And everybody says, oh, you'd take aloe with you. Well, this is one of the products that we developed that I was real excited about. So was Rex, because we're on the road a lot and we eat lousy. Does anybody ever eat airline food? Yeah. You all have, huh? Yeah, it'll kill you, and quicker than most food. It's all preservative with a little bit of whatever it looks like in there. So we came out with this field of green. So if I was marooned, and I have this on my sailboat, and the reason I have it on my sailboat is I'm always hoping for an earthquake in California, then we can go cruising. And so this particular product, you can put it in water, and you'll have more food when you get to wherever you're going than you started with. And that's called our field of greens. I believe you can live on, I can only say that you can live on it 3 months if you have water, but I believe you could probably live almost very close to a year on it with just water. It's that good of a product. And I've done just a few notes on here what it covers. Oh, some things that came up during the break. Cancer, since you went out and you know got it one more time. In America now, they've admitted that you probably get cancer 6 to 7 times a day. They still haven't bought my figure between 600 and 6,000 a day. And that's because every time you come in contact with a cancer-producing product or a cancer-causing product that damages cells, you get cancer. So you just had your coffee, and you can read all your own data. It's English data that we use, and that kind of thing. So that's what's happening. So you want to build up the other side with those cells, that autoimmune system. How many cells does coffee kill now? That would be an interesting test. Anybody want to volunteer? That'd be a good test. Okay, we put 4 products in this, and any one of these products would have been great. And the reason this product, the Field of Greens, was so difficult to make was the fact that you can't find a clean product. Because somebody next door is irrigating with lousy water, and it drifts downhill and ends up in your water supply. Or there's insecticides, fertilizers. There's a couple of... In fact, I should tell you these 2 stories on aloe vera. One of them is my son's instructor. They did a colon cleansing, you know, where they put that tube up your rear end and clean everything out of there, they flush out and vacuum it through. He had not, these are great graphic descriptions, aren't they? Remember my actual photographs? Have you seen my actual photographs? Okay. Basically what happened is that as they were doing this thing, 17 pieces of whole corn went across in this tube. You sit and watch everything. You know, doctors, when they do this to themselves, they kind of go, whoa, you know, we're sick. That's what, you know, mentally, that's what happens. 17 pieces of whole corn came across that. He had not eaten whole corn in 11 years. Does that tell you something? One of the greatest stories, because you now have a wheelchair, that, you know, you can go from a sitting position to a standing position with a wheelchair. That was invented by Will Riddle, which is a patient of mine. And he originally came to me with severe joint problems and autoimmune problems. His eyes were failing, and he was 46 years old, which is, you know, reasonably old, but I mean not that old. And so we put him on the aloe vera, and he said, boy, he says, I'm having stuff coming out. It's a weird color. And I said, well, what color is it? And he says, it's like this. And he had a jar full of this stuff, you know. And you want to be in private practice, right? Okay. And it was purple. It was the most gorgeous, bright lavender to the women, purple to the men, color you'd ever seen, with this bright iridescent green like this, the green I'm seeing underneath here back. It was just gorgeous stuff. So I sent it out to the lab, and it turned out being aluminum. And he says, aluminum? He says, I don't have any aluminum around me at all. And so we started going back. What you have to do, if somebody's sick, you have to go back 10 years. They'll say, I haven't done anything the last 3 or 4 years. If you go back 10 years, you'll find something that happened. And so we kept going back and going back. When he was a young man, he sanded in the aluminum industry the airplanes. In that bottle was aluminum, is what they found. It had been in his body that whole time and finally started eating the joints up and everything because of the high metal and stuff. You're hearing stuff about the amalgam fillings. When you get those fillings cleaned out, it can make you almost sicker than if you just left them in because of the process of getting them out of there. She's going, yeah, we're doing the process of cleaning there, getting all that amalgam out of her mouth. Then she only sets off the airline things with all the pins and stuff instead of just her teeth. And you notice how I get in trouble? The promise is still good. Okay. So the idea, see, all this stuff that we've got in our bodies has got to come out, detoxing. We've had, if you have kidney problems and things like that, the potassium we have in the aloe vera product is nature's product. And it's only a little bit of potassium. You think you have to overdose somebody. Potassium is a natural diuretic that causes the body to clean itself out and is a stimulant for the kidney. That's why somebody comes in and says, geez, my kidneys work so much better. The next person's saying, oh, my liver works so much better. Well, what kind of product is this? Do you sound like crazy people? Yeah, sometimes you think you're crazy. Because I go home night sometimes, April, and I talk and I say, you know, I saw another one today. It's absolute. This could not happen. It's impossible and it happens. That's why we call them SANs, standard aloe miracle. We kind of, in the office, we kind of go, big deal. So your cancer's gone, you're not dead, things like that. And it's exciting. We don't even get excited too much in the office anymore because it's routine. If we don't have a standard miracle every day, I think my office would collapse. They kind of are used to it. The girls are expecting it by 9 o'clock. You know, 9 o'clock, something's got to happen, you know, because we start at 8. Within an hour, we have one of these miracles come through the door, sometimes 3 and 4 a day, and you're just hyped. You're just going all day. And you get the same thing in this business. Is this business fun? Mm-hmm. If it isn't fun, go work on cars or something. Or you're doing it wrong is basically what it is. All these people, listen to them or find out how they do it, and you'll have the fun. Okay, Field of Greens, 4 products. He told me we have a half hour, so we're going to crank through this. Alfalfa is the first product we put in there. Remember, cleanliness. Everybody can get alfalfa. You can go out and chew the grass out here somewhere. They've got alfalfa. It's got to be clean. Okay, it's got to be clean. It is the richest source of mineral, our richest mineral source available to man. Alfalfa is. Okay? The vegetarians are going, yeah, I told you. Right? I come from a cattle family. We used to eat that stuff. The roots go 130 feet into the ground. Okay? We know all over the world minerals are wiped out. There is no more minerals in the soil and stuff, so we need minerals, and we need them in a balanced form. Remember I kept saying balanced? You're supposed to have so much magnesium for so much calcium. And have they figured that out yet? No. They have not figured out what's normal. Why? because the soils are so depleted, they keep cutting the grass off saying, well, this one doesn't have any calcium, so we shouldn't have calcium. Then they take another piece of grass and say, oh, this one doesn't have magnesium, so I guess we don't need that. What it is, it's so imbalanced in our environment now, it's very hard to get. And when you see a balanced product, and you see the grass on a balanced product, it's incredible. The same thing had happened with the berry nectar. That's an accident. We were just trying to make it taste better. And what happened is everything started interreacting with one another, and every product performs better, almost double what it would normally perform by itself. And I started using the berry nectar, and I get exactly the same results, but I like those graphs off the end of each product. So now you'll sell more berry nectar, right, than you will gel. The gel I use in the critical ones when you're sure they're going to die, and you need to really be careful. I've used gel so long that I don't trust anything else. It's high in the calcium, magnesiums, and all that stuff, okay? The minerals are in the balanced form in alfalfa, and that way you get maximum absorption. If it doesn't absorb, there's no sense in taking it. All you get is expensive feces and urine, okay? So that, and do we sell a lot of that? Am I too blunt? Okay. It's also alkaline. In other words, it's going to neutralize the intestine. What do you have? Lousy intestines. So, we were talking about this, you know, meat problem you have here. And the question always says, well, nobody, humans can't be affected. It's the same thing these AIDS guys in America are talking about. Is there anybody in here without an intestinal lesion? You all have them. There isn't anybody in America either. So can you absorb that? You bet, because you've got a lesion somewhere. If you do the aloe vera long enough, of course, it's going to clean it out. And that's why you feel so much better and everything tightens up. You know, you just feel so much better. That's that energy you get. So you're going to get the neutralizing effect with it. It's got chlorophyll in it, and I'll talk about chlorophyll in a minute. Number two that it's got in there, the barley green, the young barley green. Now, there is literally information on young barley green that'll fill this room again. You start talking to people, they start talking like aloe vera. It's saved their life. It has all the essential amino acids. The vegetarians are going, yeah, we told you. Okay, so that's the building blocks for protein. And we kept saying all these vegetarians are deficient. That's why they look the way they do. Yeah, they can barely make it up the hill. Now, I've used red meat in my life as a training because in the heavy martial arts, and when I had my karate schools, they were operational, we never lost. If there was a trophy and I had somebody enter, we took them all. And the way I used to do that is I'd take these little mama's boys, you know, from every age, you know, the little wimps, and I used to put red meat in their mouths, raw. Ooh. Good, okay. And what I would tell the mothers is I'm teaching them to breathe through their nose so they don't open their mouth and get their teeth busted because we're a full contact style. Well, that wasn't the reason. I'm dumping these chemicals in them. And I have photographs of little mother's boys that I'm getting in there and grabbing them off the other opponent because they're tearing his eyes out. And then you set them over in the corner until they get... You know, and it was a drug effect. So the endurance that you're hearing about with meat and that aggressiveness that you get with meat is absolutely true. It does work. I used to use it with athletes and then set them in the corner until they settle down or try and get them back in and fight again because, well, they're still hyped. And just have them sit there with the meat in their mouth. Now, all my students used to be in meat. We took every trophy, and that's what I just drugged them up, and it worked every time. And so when I train to fight again, I go to the red meat to get hyped up, and it does give you that endurance, but it's a false high. You got to have good nutrition and sound base behind that when you're doing it.
I don't like red meat, by the way.
Talk about aggressive, huh? Yeah. Okay, it's got the flavonoids and the B12. Oh, are you having a scare on B12 here? Oh, B12 doesn't work. You're going to become over on it. That's because they do the injections. Every time they give you an injection of synthetic B12 that they tell you is natural, you get a 50% resistance to it. So that means if you're taking 100 milligrams, next time the 100 milligrams is only worth 50, and the next time it's only worth 25, pretty soon you notice in a year your B12 isn't working anymore and you're starting to walk like this. B12 does not work by itself. All the Bs, you cannot take a B vitamin by itself. They all work together. They're all synergistic. They all have to work together. The injections don't work. And this has been proven, you know, the sublingual B12 that you can buy, and it's hard to get a good quality source. I've got one where you can put it underneath your tongue. I can get more B12 into a person immediately with a sublingual than I can with injection. So it's in the balanced form, so that's what you're after. So the B12 you find in aloe vera is natural, nature's B12. It can't hurt you. It doesn't hurt you. Nature does not hurt you, okay? That's the synthetic crud again. So same thing with calcium. So don't get, when people come panicking with you on anything, they'll come and say, oh, this has got some type of product in it. We don't have anything in our products that doesn't come from nature. In fact, we were talking during the break. She was asking about a particular chemical we had. And I said, yeah. She says, well, this is a chemical. I said, yeah, it comes from lemons. And, you know, that it's a natural, it comes from nature. We don't take and have a synthetic chemical in anything. We'll pull it out of the natural things that are going on. You have the juice here, the aloe juice. That's the one. We pull it right out of a lemon. That's where the lemon flavor came from. Again, trying to make it so it tastes better to you. I don't think you need to taste better. Just take it. It has many minerals, and it's real high in the enzymes. It's really packed with enzymes, the barley green. Those enzymes may be the key factor here in this particular product, not anything else I've said, even though all the amino acids are there. We don't know anything about enzymes. In fact, we can't even name most of the ones we know that are there. It's been used in the past for healing stomach and duodenal disorders. The stomach and then the duodenum comes out of there. That curves the heart area to work in. Pancreatitis, and it's an anti-inflammatory. Did you notice everything we carry is an anti-inflammatory somewhere along the line? Nature knew that we were going to have some inflammation, okay, and how abusive we are. So she provided those things. Notice that she provided those things that we needed to fight that inflammatory disorders we have. Wheatgrass is the third product in there. It has the greatest variety of minerals and trace elements. That's a key factor in there, the trace elements, okay? 7 kilos of wheatgrass equals 175 kilos of choice vegetables. Is this a product to be taking? Just if we only had the one, that's the one to be taking. Because now you're a vegetarian, see? Now, we keep talking about this chlorophyll. I've mentioned it through a number of our products. Chlorophyll and hemoglobin are so similar in their operation, it's always amazed the scientists. It closely resembles the actual hemoglobin itself, chlorophyll does, except that hemoglobin carries the oxygen for the blood, right? Well, it uses iron as its base metallurgic there. Now, chlorophyll uses magnesium. So do we need them both?
Well, that's why the vegetarians do so well in this business, because they can explain more things than we know about because they've used them long enough. It's known for improving... let's get up here. Anemia. The study's done with just wheatgrass. Anemia. 5 days, the blood count returned to normal. It didn't get better, it returned to normal. Now we're talking about a clean wheatgrass that's been isolated without all the drugs, okay? So, then we have the pepper in there. How do you guys pronounce that in England? Cayenne? You know how we've had every pronunciation of this stuff that there is out there. Now, it is the catalyst for all the herbs. And your doctors are trained in the herbs. Here, they have some background. Your doctors are getting frustrated here too with the herbs. And some of your doctors in the audience, I know you're getting frustrated. Go back and find out your source. The herb's not wrong, the source is wrong. The herb does do everything that the Chinese have done for 4,000 years. It does work. You have a company here that's out of California, Herbalife. Oh, you got them here. Yeah, I know him well. Yeah, he thought he would improve on the Chinese. And he almost did, you know, until it failed. It doesn't. You have to watch your source. It has to be a clean source. It has to come from a certain area. I wasn't allowed to go in the cave in China. I do a lot of teaching in China, our exchange, cultural exchange with the doctors there. I go more to learn than I teach them. And there was a cave that mushrooms are grown for 400 years. They bathe. They've got this ritual. Bathe. They wear this certain clothing to go in there and work and harvest these mushrooms. 400 years old. In other words, your great-great-grandchild is the one that's going to harvest the mushroom you're doing. That's how much control. It's been grown in this area for a couple of thousand years. And they get consistent, predictable results with these mushrooms. One of the reasons that I'm excited about us going into China is that Rex has cash. Now, I don't know how much cash is worth in China, but I think it's worth as much as anywhere else. We can buy these things. I would love to buy these sources, these towns, and completely support a town to get a source of a good, clean product like that. Many vitamins and minerals. It's known for improving circulation, aiding in the digestion, stopping bleeding ulcers, treatment for shock. That's a pretty common thing. In fact, our paramedics, will carry the liquid form of it to treat shock because of internal bleeding and external bleeding in an auto accident. They'll actually use a tincture, and they'll give drops in the mouth and stuff to slow up the bleeding. That will kill that one there. Whatever we got, how much more time we got? Last 5 minutes, the last five things.